Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. 2 weeks ago, I voiced my concern about the city changing the traffic lanes on H and I Street in Eureka. That brought back memories of the conditions of Eureka City streets in the 1930s. No, I'm not saying go back to the way things were, just personal memories. Many of the streets were still not paved, including Olvey Street, where I grew up. Street maintenance included a road grader smoothing out the gravel at least once a year, with a coat of oil sprayed to keep down the dust, and occasional filling of potholes as needed. Cars did not necessarily speed on the gravel streets in respect to the autos parked at the curb, as flying gravel was always a problem, even at low speeds. Winter brought the rains with water draining off the streets into the gutters. All the dirt and rocks were put to work by us kids to build dams of all sorts to make a nice lake for toy boats or floating just plain old wooden sticks. In the summertime, all those rocks provided good ammunition for rock fights when an unwanted group of kids invaded our space. Throwing rocks at the enemy took a little skill. You had to take aim to hit the kid and not to park cars or break someone's windows. Our alley was also city-owned and maintained. Again, the road grader was used, and a ditch on each side of the alley was freshly dug out each spring by city maintenance workers armed with pick and shovel. Those residents served by the alleys had the responsibility of maintaining access to their garages, either by providing some type of culvert or a wooden ramp or bridge so the water could flow freely in the ditches. I remember the access to our garage was 4x4s covered with planks. With the automobile beyond the reach of many a family, the local streetcar system provided needed transportation with a well-laid-out route. The streetcar line running the length of Broadway was not in the center of the street, but was located on the west shoulder, parallel with the street. Back in the early 1900s, ridership on the streetcars was heavy, but as autos increased in number, a decline was seen. One of the popular destinations was Sequoia Park. Sundays were busy. A family outing back then was a ride on the streetcar to the park, accompanied by a picnic in the Redwoods, an all-day adventure. The month of July was always exciting, what with the teenagers laying fireworks on the steel rails, with the loud explosions following as the wheels came in contact. The fireworks used was called sidewalk torpedoes and blew up when thrown against a sidewalk or other hard object. These nuisances, coupled with the kids hitching an illegal ride on the outside of the streetcar, kept the motorman and conductor on their toes. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.